Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
So have you decided to, you know, kind of look the other way on Disney and what Disney's trying to do to your kids? And if you have, and you haven't canceled your Disney Plus or your Disney vacation and you just kind of want to look the other way, I want you to still understand Disney's not backing down from indoctrinating your kids. Abigail Disney, the multimillionaire heiress of Disney, right? This is the woman who's making an insane amount of money off of you. I don't have a problem with that. I just want you to know who we're talking about here. We're talking about last name Disney, Abigail. She inherited her fortune from her famous family, which built an empire on selling the public an idolized version of Main Street, USA, a safe place for your kids, which has now turned into a left-wing horror story of indoctrination. Their words, not mine. Now we get to put queer, 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 queer everywhere in our videos. We have to normalize queerness, gayness, lesbianism, transgenderism. We need to indoctrinate kids to believe that they can be whoever they want to be when it comes to their sexual identity. And there's no age where they're going to like say it's inappropriate. Like, go all in. Now, this left-wing multimillionaire, last name Disney, is trashing the same ideals that made Disney famous, an idolized version of Main Street USA, in a new documentary in which she called the American dream, quote, a nightmare. You want to give your money to people like this? You have a choice to make. Go for it if you want to, but you should at least know what they're saying about you. The American Dream and Other Fairy Tales, which premiered this year at the Sundance Film Festival, examined the pay gap of Disney employees, focusing on wage earners or cast members at Disneyland, some of whom say they were unable to afford sufficient food on their pay. Their plight stands in contrast to the lavish compensation packages received by Disney's top executives. Last year, Disney CEO saw his compensation more than double to $32.5 million from $14.2 million he made a year earlier. Why? Because he basically allowed for a company to survive and figured out a way for it to survive during COVID. But of course, we should trash him because he's rich. The documentary, which Abigail Disney directed with Kathleen Hughes, explores America's dysfunctional and unequal economy. and asks why the American dream has worked for the wealthy, yet is a nightmare for people born with less. That's what the movie's official site states. The American Dream and Other Fairy Tales. They put out a video on YouTube about this, talking about what you should be concerned with. And here is what they had to say in a roundtable discussion with the Mrs. Disney. Take a listen.
By a show of hands, how many of you have someone you know that works at Disney that's on food stamps? Wow. How many of you know somebody who works at Disney who's slept in their car in the last couple of years? How many of you know somebody who have gone without medical care because they can't afford it?
Every hand's going up in the room, by the way.
How many of y'all have children?
Bunch of hands go up.
I am somebody who doesn't have kids. I don't have the finances to take care of a child in the way that I would like to. It's affected my ability to family plan and to look towards my future as far as my personal life. And it's not, you know, this is not where I thought I'd be at 33.
Don't cry, baby, for them.
What I learned from this video is there's a bunch of adult crybabies out there. They're basically saying, you need to give me more money just because I'm breathing. Now, if you're at Disney and you're 33 years old and you can't have a child because you can't afford to have that child, it's probably time for you to decide on a career change or go for a different job. Not being mean, just being honest. And instead, what they're doing is this woman who's got millions and millions of dollars from Disney is complaining that evil Disney is evil and that they should be paying more and that the people at the top are getting too much money. Now, Disney, who is the granddaughter of the Disney co-founder, Roy Disney, recently urged the company to embrace more leftist social positions, including opposition to the Florida parental rights and education law. She said, we need corporations to step up on principle, regardless of what the resulting backlash might look like. She wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post. The only option for corporate leaders is to stand tall for authenticity, generosity, joy, and decency. These things are kryptonite for the right-wing agenda. She hates you. Fortunately, they are also the heart and soul of the Disney brand, she goes on to write. So if you think that Disney is not trying to just indoctrinate your kids, but actually indoctrinate adults with this fairy tale of, well, if you just show up for work, you should become rich and that there should be these minimum pay that should save everything in your life, this is what they're doing, okay? And she does believe that the right wing, as she says in her own words, is more evil than anything that Disney's trying to do to your family. She believes that the government's job is to hand out money to anybody that shows up for a job. She believes that this is something that every American should believe in. She believes that if a mother or a dad or someone shows up to Disney, they should be able to be rich, basically, just for showing up, regardless of what it is they're actually doing. That's what she believes. And she believes that the right wing is what's evil in America. The right wing is what is evil in America. Before I give you the entire recap of everything that's going on in Florida with the bill that they lied about and said was a, quote, don't say gay bill, and before I give you all of the audio from internally that's been linked from Disney's agenda, including where employees are saying things, and this quote is a very important quote, so you understand how far Disney is trying to go to indoctrinate your kid. A Disney employee has been caught saying, we must inject a not at all secret gay agenda into children's programming. Remember, this is a moment where you as a parent have a decision to make. As a grandparent, you have a decision to make. Are you going to go along with this indoctrination of your children, or are you going to fight back? Now, if you care about your kids and your values, then make sure that you share this with your family and your friends. Share this with anybody that supports Disney. Share this with all of the parents that you know that believe in traditional values, because I'm going to give you the entire recap of everything that Disney is doing right now to turn your children against you, to program them to hate your values, to program them to think that their parents are evil people that want actual kids to die. That's something the White House said that I'm going to tell you about in just a moment. So make sure you share, hit that forward button right now. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, auto-download it so you can get it each and every day. Now, if you continue to give Disney your money and you continue to say things like, well, I want my kids to go to Disney World and I have this dream of taking them, it's more important to you what's happening with Disney or taking them to Disney than it actually is to your kids. Without parents passing down the, quote, Disney tradition, the Disney World, Disneyland experience, right? Kids have no clue that Disney is important. They have no clue that Mickey Mouse is important. Adults are the ones that make it important. Adults are the ones that have the dream to take their kids to Disney World just like they went to Disney World. And you as a parent have a choice to make right now. Are you going to support a company with a new Disney employee who now we have on the record as saying, quote, this is an exact quote, we must inject a, quote, not at all secret gay agenda into children's programming. Disney employee, we must inject a, quote, not at all secret gay agenda into children's programming. You have a choice to make if you're going to support this. But it is abundantly clear that Disney wants to turn your children against you and your values. And one day they will reject you and your family and your upbringing. And they will reject you from their lives. And they will make sure that you have no influence over them or your future grandkids or great-grandkids. That's how this works. That's how this progresses. Now, a Disney employee has also come out issuing a dire warning about the economic consequences of the new leftward lurch by Disney. And Disney is going all in on this. Laura Ingraham said Disney is creating a world where believing in sexual norms is like supporting the KKK. I believe that she's right. Disney doesn't believe that there is such thing as a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, a princess or a prince. And that's exactly why you're now having these whistleblowers within Disney that are warning parents and grandparents, don't bring your kids to our parks. We no longer say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. At Disney, they say, do not tell a little princess she's a princess because she may be being held hostage against her own will. She may not want to be a princess, but her parents dressed her up anyway. We know this because that's what they actually said in their meeting. Now, not all Disney employees, by the way, are on board with forced indoctrination and child grooming of your kid on these issues. There are some that are coming out and are warning others, hey, this is not what you want to be doing. I work here and you need to know that Disney has gone totally rogue here and is trying to indoctrinate your children. Listen to this from Laura Ingraham's show on Fox yesterday.
These people are so sick. No wonder employees on the inside are beginning to blow the whistle on them. Now, in an open letter, Disney employees say it's an increasingly uncomfortable place to work for non-progressives, that our beliefs come under attack, and they see people who share these beliefs condemned as villains by their own leadership. Now, this is just blatantly political, everything Disney's doing here. It's not in the least principled. If they were so committed to these issues, why do they do business in China, which engages in brutal oppression of minorities? Relying on laws, by the way, that are 10,000 times worse than anything in the parental rights bill. Now, since this isn't a matter of principle, though, for Disney, you got to ask, what is their real end game here? I'll tell you what it is. By adopting this far-left corporate ethos, Disney has joined the cabal that believes that it's time to ostracize a huge swath of the American population, including traditional Americans, people of serious faith, and social conservatives.
She's exactly right. This is an attack on your value set. That's why Disney is doing this. Disney understands that they have more control and power over your children's lives when you put them in front of Disney Plus for hours on end. That's the reason why the employee said on tape that we now have, that's very clear, that we don't need to even hide the characters anymore. We must inject quote, a not at all secret gay agenda into children's programming. We need transgenders, gays and lesbians. We don't need princesses and prince and boys and girls. We need to tell these kids you can choose your own sex. You can be transsexual, bisexual, any of these other sexual things. And we're going to groom your kid in this. That's what we are going to do. Chris Rufo, who is one of the guys that helped blow the whistle with these tapes, went on Tucker Carlson's show explaining just how woke Mickey has become and how they're trying to destroy traditional family values. And they're saying it out loud in public, and you know it. Now, again, as a parent, you have a decision. As a grandparent, you have a decision to make. Are you going to fund the indoctrination of your child to hate your values? Are you going to hand your kid's mind over to Mickey, who is being run by these people that want to make sure that the traditional values that your family has or believes in are ostracized and hated? Are you going to pay them to turn your kids and your grandkids against you? Because they will if you give them this many hours of programming. They will if you keep taking your kids to these parks and you keep funding this agenda. This is not, by the way, some conspiracy theory, because we have them on tape saying all the things that they have said. I'm going to play some of them for you in a moment. But it is abundantly clear that Disney has decided that your child is to be indoctrinated in sexuality and things like gay and transgender, bisexual, lesbians, everything but prince and princess, boy and girl, gentlemen and ladies. And Chris Rufo, who helped get these tapes out, had this to say about it.
Florida has signed a bill banning teachers from talking to small children ages kindergarten through third grade about their own genitals or encouraging them to change their gender.
By the way, this is the, quote, don't say gay bill in Florida. It doesn't say that in the bill. Governor DeSantis said this over and over again. This bill is all about not teaching kids about sex kindergarten through third grade. They didn't say don't even teach kids about sex after that. They're saying kindergarten to third grade, you're grooming a kid and it's creepy and it's weird and it's pedophilia and it's not needed. Kindergarten through third grade, the parents should decide this. Kindergarten through third grade, the Florida bill says we're not going to go down this road because it's grooming and creepy and pedophilia could easily come into this, because what adult wants to talk to a kid about their penis or vagina in kindergarten that's not the parent? That's not normal. That's how this all started, right? All of this was about the governor protecting children from what I would describe as sexual exploitation. But woke me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's come out of this, folks, and so is Disney attacking Ford in the state. Listen.
The overwhelming majority of Americans, including of Democrats, agree with that because it's common sense and the alternative is disgusting and probably illegal. But at the Walt Disney Corporation, they were infuriated by this. Disney called an all-hands meeting to discuss new ways to indoctrinate children without their parents' knowledge. Chris Rufo obtained footage from that meeting. Here's the executive producer of Disney Television Animation bragging about, quote, injecting queerness into as many shows as she can.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. I don't have to be afraid to, like, let's have these two characters kiss. Let's, in the background, this, like, I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, the, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me, and no one was trying to stop me.
That is a Disney employee on this call about reimagining tomorrow saying, I am a queer activist, and I'm throwing everything queer into every child's movie that I possibly can. You as a parent, you as a grandparent have a choice to make. Are you going to go along with this? You as a parent, you as a grandparent have a decision that you can make now to continue to fund this and indoctrinate your kid to hate your values and to turn against you one day because it's easy to say Disney Plus or let's go to Disney World because I have a fantasy as an adult of having my kid have the same experience that I had as a child, which, by the way, is not the same experience. I will not take my kid to Disney World. I will not support Disney. I am not going to buy their stock. I am not going to give them a single dime so that they can turn my children against me and accuse me of being some sort of horrific bigot. Listen to this Disney employee with all of the Disney executives on this call. This isn't like some undercover video. This is sanctioned Disney meeting. It's a meeting that Disney is having, and this is sanctioned, and they're applauding it, and they're supporting it. And this employee is saying, I'm putting everything queer I can put in there.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. I don't have to be afraid to, like, let's have these two characters kiss. Let's in the background. This, like, I was just wherever I could, just basically adding queerness.
Wherever I could, I was just adding queerness. These two characters kissing, my secret gay agenda. Don't even have to be secret anymore. Disney has sanctioned my queerness, and I can now add queerness at it wherever I want to.
Do like the, if you see anything queer in the show. But like, I just was like, no one would stop me.
No one would stop me at Disney. I can add queerness everywhere in these shows. You want to give your money to these people? The joke's on you if you do. If you keep giving your money to Disney after they're saying this on their Reimagine Tomorrow official big meeting, and this woman celebrating that no one would stop me putting in all my queerness and my gay agenda, then it's on you for doing this to your child. And when they turn against you, and when they start telling you one day that you're a bigot and you're a racist and you're anti-LGBTQ, and they tell you, how dare you tell me there's a man or a woman, and that only a man cannot have kids and a woman can't have kids, and how dare you tell me that if I have a penis, I can't be a girl? How, and you're not going to see your grandkids or your great-grandkids because of your bigoted ways. I will laugh in your face because you indoctrinated this because of convenience. Disney Plus and Disney is a convenience. It's a way to just stick your kid in front of a TV or a tablet or a dinner and say, shut up, kid, watch Disney. And if you go to the parks, it's why do you do it? Because you have this moment in your mind of this incredible teacup riding experience with your kid or your grandkid. That experience is gone now. Okay, when ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you can't say to a little girl that's dressed like a princess, hi, you're a beautiful princess, because she may be being held against her will in that outfit, and really she may want to be a boy, you're paying for this.
And no one was trying to stop me?
No one was trying to stop her.
Okay, so here's Disney's diversity and inclusion manager explaining that the company will no longer use the words boys and girls. Watch.
Last summer, we removed all of the gendered greetings in relationship to our life skills. So we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've provided training for all of our cast members in relationship to that. So now they know it's hello everyone or hello friends.
Degendering your children without telling you.
Except they are telling you. They're degendering your children, and they're telling you on this video. Now, of course, they didn't think this video was going to be seen outside of the creeps and weirdos that are obsessed with your kid's sexuality at Disney and grooming them to hate you and grooming them to believe that a boy is not a boy and a girl is not a girl. These people believe that they should be indoctrinating your kids in kindergarten, first, second, and third grade about sex and how to have sex and how to have oral sex. They believe that your kindergartner is fair game for them to tell them that, hey, little Timmy, you're not really little Timmy if you don't want to be. You can be Sarah and go home and tell your mom to put a dress on you. That's what they were trying to stop in Florida, by the way. That's why the bill is not about don't say gay. The bill is about not even talking to your kindergartner about their penis or their vagina. Because it's creepy and probably against the law, but not if it's sanctioned by education, right? Oh, no, not if it's about education. You got to understand something about people in education. And the Democratic Party understood, and Republicans and conservatives with traditional values got played. Democrats saw an opportunity to totally take over and seize the public education world. And once they owned it, they could do whatever they want to, right? Teach a boy that you're not a boy. Teach a girl you're not a girl, right? Teach children about anything sexually they want to. They realize they could do it because they could disguise it under the name of education. It's the same reason why they can teach your kid and indoctrinate them on things like critical race theory, because who's going to stop them, right? Because when you're an educator, no one can stop you. You just do it in the name of education. This is exactly why they've done all of these things. And now that conservatives are waking up and realizing just what they've been doing and teaching their kids, and a lot of this may be one of the, if the only perk of the lockdowns, parents started having to look at their kids' curricula. They started realizing that their kids were not getting an education. They were getting an indoctrination by the left. And if you want to know why so many kids are A, screwed up now, and why so many kids are turning against their parents in the church, it is because they have been getting training 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day, 5 hours a day on why their parents' lives are evil and corrupt, why their parents are sick and perverted, why their parents are bigots and racists and homophobes and anti-gay, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual. This is why Democrats have been winning in this country while we've been losing. We've been too busy going to work and not paying attention to our schools. Now, many parents will also say, well, that's not true. I took my kids out of that environment. Did you go back and fight in that environment? No, we abandoned public education. And Democrats appreciate that we all ran to the private schools. And by the way, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a private school. What I'm saying is we literally abandoned public education even, and we continue to fund it. I have no problem with your kids going to the private school, but it doesn't mean that you just keep paying into the public schools and have no influence over the public schools. And this is exactly why they treat your kids like they're state property. Why do you think Disney is doing what they're doing right now? Look at the White House, for example. The White House yesterday deployed a transgender Jeopardy champion. That's a dude dressed like a chick. It's a mental disorder. Amy Schneider, to condemn scary parental rights and education laws. The White House welcomed transgender Jeopardy champion, it's a dude, who they call Amy, to the White House briefing room as part of their recognition of Transgender Day of Visibility. Thousands and thousands of schools all over the country put your children into auditoriums, large classrooms, to recognize Transgender Day of Visibility. Now, this dude, dressed like a chick, stepped up to the briefing room podium after visiting the White House with second gentleman Doug Imhoff. Amy wrote on Twitter, I know I haven't been posting a lot on here, but I've been traveling all over the country these past few weeks. This morning, for instance, we're getting ready to visit, well, the White House. It's hard to believe this is really happening. Now, it's clear in the picture this is a dude getting ready to go to the White House, and it takes a lot of time to make a dude look like a chick. And this is who the White House visit said, please come to the White House. We're going to roll out the red carpet for you. Schneider, by the way, did not meet with President Joe Biden, the White House confirmed. Schneider, a man who is living as a woman, took the crown for the highest earning female Jeopardy contestant in December before losing his 40-game win streak in January of 2022. Standing in the briefing room, Schneider specifically condemned recent legislation passed in Republican state legislatures to protect female sports in schools and prevent teachers from pushing transgender agenda in the classroom. This is a dude who clearly has a mental disorder who thinks he's a chick. Quote, they're really scary, Snyder said about the Republican bills, apparently like Florida's parental rights and education legislation signed into law this week by Governor DeSantis. Governor DeSantis was very clear about this bill. This bill has nothing to do with Don't Say Gay. It has everything to do with parental rights. And he says very clearly that you cannot indoctrinate kids on these issues, kindergarten through third grade. You're not to use kids as an experiment to talk about their genitalia or transgenderism or oral sex or anything else like that. It's not the place in the public schools to do this. And the parents have a right to have their kids protected, not indoctrinated. Snyder, of course, this dude that's dressed like a chick, argued that some of the bill's limiting, quote, transgender transition services for children were preventing transgender youth from receiving life-saving medical treatment. Quote, these bills will cause the deaths of children, and that's really sad to me and frightening, this dude says. So what's actually in the bill? Listen to Governor DeSantis in his own words.
You know, we signed the Parents' Rights in Education bill. It's interesting when, like, a Disney-owned ABC would put that out on tweet. They'd say, Governor DeSantis signs bill to prohibit instruction in sexual identity and gender identity in some grades. Some grades. Why would they say some grades instead of K through 3? It's just amazing if you're trying to inform the root. So you saw a lot of this. But then for Disney to come out and put a statement and say that the bill should have never passed and that they are going to actively work to repeal it, I think one was fundamentally dishonest, but two, I think that crossed the line. This state is governed by the interests of the people of the state of Florida. It is not based on the demands of California corporate executives. They do not run this state. They do not control this state. I also thought it was interesting. I talked to this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaker of the House yesterday afternoon, and he said Disney never called them while they were putting it through the House. They didn't seem to have a problem with it when it was going through. If this was such an affront, why weren't they speaking up at the outset? And yet they won't. And then for them to say they're going to actively work to repeal substantive protections for parents as a company that is supposedly marketing its services to parents with young children, I think they crossed the line. And, you know, people ask me, you know, kind of about, you know, their posture on the bill. I said, you know what? If we would have put in the bill that you were not allowed to have curriculum that discussed the oppression of the Uyghurs in China, Disney would have endorsed that in a second. And that's the hypocrisy of this. And, you know, we're going to make sure we're fighting back when people are threatening our parents and threatening our kids.
It's about threatening the parents and the kids. The governor's absolutely right. But you bring out a dude dressed like a chick and you say these bills in Florida will cause the death of children. It's not going to cause the death of children. That's a lie. But that's how you fearmonger. And if you tell children that it's going to cause death, they're going to walk around actually believing this. And then they're going to say, that's my parents' fault, my mom and my dad. Right? My mom and my dad are so bigoted and so anti-LGBTQ, I can't believe it. I can't be around them. They're not going to be around my kids. And you're paying for this when you support Disney. That's why the Disney employees that are there that are more conservative are coming out and whistleblowing. Which brings me back to Chris Rufo and his conversation that he was having with Tucker Carlson. I want you to listen to what he had to say.
Chris Rufo is a journalist and a filmmaker and quite a reporter. He got this footage, as he's done many times in the past on related topics. We're happy to have him join us tonight. Chris, thanks a lot for coming on. So what exactly was that?
So this was an all-hands meeting in response to Governor DeSantis' legislation where Disney had assembled their LGBTQIA activists that they've set up within the company. And they said that they're deliberately trying to take programming that goes from even ages 2 to 7 years old and inject queerness into that programming. They're trying to really make all of their programs this left-wing gender ideology compatible. And they're even doing something I think that is at the height of hypocrisy. At the same time, they're falsely accusing Governor DeSantis of implementing a don't say gay policy, which is not true at all. They were systematically and simultaneously telling all of their park employees to eliminate the words ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls. They're projecting onto the governor what they themselves are doing. We've caught them on tape, and the evidence is damning.
So they have a sexual agenda for six-year-old children. So right there, you think, well, you know, you would think that's illegal in some way. It's certainly immoral. It's creepy as hell. And yet, you know, they're the country's leading purveyor of children's programming. That's a problem, no?
That's right. And I think what we can really see inside the company is that executives made the decision a few years ago to create these activist organizations within the company, first on the issues of race and now on the issues of gender and sexual orientation. And these activist organizations essentially have taken moral power from within the company. And the executives, who are really cowardly and craven individuals, just cave anytime that they want something. And so all of these videos document that whatever these activists say, they're now creating a tracking program for all Disney children's content to find out exactly how many transgender, asexual, and bisexual characters that they're peppering into the show, either in the foreground or the background. It sounds like a really kind of bizarre and creepy gender studies experiment on a college campus, but it's being mainlined into children's programming all over the world.
Goes back to that piece of audio I played for you earlier of that woman celebrating, I can throw all of my queerness into everything. I'm throwing queer, queer, queer everywhere. This is a Disney employee in front of all the Disney employees. This is not an undercover video. This is a part of their official strategy of the woke world of Walt Disney.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to like my like not at all secret gay agenda. I don't have to be afraid to like, let's have these two characters kiss. Let's in the background. This are, like I was just wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to like the, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But like I just was like, no one would stop me, and no one was trying to stop me.
So you've hired an employee to basically look at every film and every cartoon and everything that Disney produced and just throw queerness everywhere. Queer, 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 here, there, queer, there, here, queer, here, queer, 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 all of this everywhere, and no one was stopping me. Because you guys are so amazing at Disney, you're all supporting me in doing this. So I'm going to keep throwing everything queer I can everywhere. Now, Disney right now is in a PR nightmare. And the reason why is because they had this Disney internal all hands on deck, Walt Disney Company conference, virtual conference, Reimagining Tomorrow. All the Disney staff is on there, from the theme parks to the movie producers. And Disney production is saying, look, we have got to do a better job of creating enough gender nonconforming characters in lead roles. We got to have more gays, lesbians, transgender, bisexual, queers. The list goes on and on, plus community. And this goes back to, where are you spending your money right now? Now, I've got in my timeline, I said this, I was scrolling through my timeline, and I probably got, in the last month, genuinely 20 friends. Probably 20 good friends that have posted pictures of them with their kids making dreams come true, going to Disney World. I'm not blaming them, I want to be clear, but I'm just saying we have a problem as conservatives. When our values are under assault at a disgusting and vile level, and our kids are being indoctrinated to believe this type of crap that we don't know what a man is or a woman is, and we take away positions from women, the NCAA, and we have a Supreme Court justice, you know, that is gonna, it believes that she can't define what a woman is because she's not a biologist, and then you've got the NFL preaching this kind of crap right now. We still give them our money. We still support them, which doesn't make sense because they understand. They're not trying to change your mind as an adult or my mind as an adult. They're just trying to indoctrinate our kids. And our kids, they're trying to indoctrinate them so that they will look at us and think that we are the bigoted, most god-awful human beings on earth, that we are anti-everything that is good, that we are anti-gay, lesbian, transgendered, bisexual, whatever's on that list. We're anti-minority, we're anti-women, we're anti-non-binary, we're anti, you know, all of these things. They want to believe that you abused them as children by trying to buy them women's clothes or boys' clothes or girls' clothes. Now, Disney and this audio has come out, and they're on damage control right now because they didn't think that you were going to see this. I'm going to play for you a Disney production coordinator saying his team is now to create a tracker to make sure they're creating enough gender nonconforming characters, exploring more queer stories and roles. Listen.
Space.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of working with the Moon Girl team for the last 2 years, and they've been really open to exploring queer stories. And I'm on the production side. Part of the work that I feel like I can put in is making sure that we take place in modern day New York. So making sure that that's like an accurate reflection of New York. So I put together like a tracker of our background characters to make sure that we have like the full breadth of expression. And we got into a very similar conversation, Carrie, of like, oh, all of our like gender nonconforming characters are in the background. And so it's not just a numbers game of how many LGBTQ plus characters you have. We got the further, the more centered a story is on a character, the more nuanced you get to get into their story. And especially with like trans characters, you can't see if someone is trans. There's not one way to look trans. And so kind of the only way to have these like canonical trans characters, canonical asexual characters, canonical bisexual characters is to give them stories where they can like be their whole selves.
Be their whole selves. So they can be their whole selves. So that's part of Disney. Now, you may think, okay, I can separate myself from that, right? That's internal. So what? They're going to have a new queer characters and queer leads and all that. And I'm not advocating for that, Ben. I'm just taking my kids to the park, right? That's all I'm doing. I'm just taking my kids to the park. So don't give me a hard time on this, okay? All right, well, guess what they're doing at the parks? Disneyland and Disney World will no longer mention ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls in their theme park because they don't think that's fair to put that pressure on your children when you go there to pick if they're a lady or a gentleman or a boy or a girl.
Last summer, we removed all of the gendered greetings in relationship to our life skills. So we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've provided training for all of our cast members in relationship to that. So now they know it's hello everyone or hello friends. We are in the process of changing over those those recorded messages, and so many of you are probably familiar when we brought the fireworks back to the Magic Kingdom, we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we say dreamers of all ages. And so I love the fact that it's opened up the creativity, the opportunity for our cast members to look at that. We have our cast members working with merchandise, working with food and beverage, working with all of our guest-facing areas where perhaps, you know, we want to create that magical moment with our cast members, with our guests. And we don't want to just assume because someone might be in our interpretation, maybe presenting as female, that they may not want to be called princess. So let's think differently about how do we really engage with our guests.
And remember, your daughter may not want to be called princess, right? How dare us assume that a little girl wants to be a princess, even though her whole life's dream is to come and see the princess and Cinderella and Snow White and all these other things at Disney World or Disneyland. No, no, no. We can't assume that now. Who are we to assume that your little girl wants to be called princess?
So let's think differently about how do we really engage with our guests in a meaningful and inclusive way that makes it magical and memorable for everyone.
Yeah, there it is. You got to make it magical and memorable for everyone. So do not assume that you can call a little girl princess. Now, of course, that may not be enough, right? You just want to look the other way. You want to give your kid the Disney experience or your grandkid the Disney experience because you went and you should be able to go and take them and have that moment. Is there other places you can go and have your kids have a great time? Yes. Are your kids going to die if they don't go to Disney World? No, they're not. Okay. Are you going to ruin your kid's life and their upbringing if you don't take them to Disney World? Of course not. But it's easy to say yes. So let's move on to Disney's corporate president, who says she supports having many, 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 many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, in our leads. This is a Disney executive president, and here's what she has to say about her own kids.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually, one transgender child and one pansexual child.
Now, this is who's in charge of Disney. Okay, this is one of their top executives. I had to go back and look up pansexual. Pansexual is the romantic, emotional, and/or sexual attraction to people regardless of their gender. Like everyone else, pansexual people may be attracted to some people and not others, but the gender of the person does not matter. People of any gender identity can and do identify as pansexual. That's the definition. Sexual or romantic attraction to people regardless of their gender. So she's got, and that's in the quote bisexual category, but pansexual, they say, is more important that you don't just say that someone's bisexual. In other words, sex of the person doesn't matter. You're just attracted to different people regardless of their sex. So that's not bisexual is what they're saying. It's somehow different. Okay. This is just one of those areas. And so this woman says, look, not only do I have a transgender child, I have a pansexual child. I'm waiting for them to throw in omnisexual or polysexual. Those are two new categories. If you don't know about them, you can Google them. That'll be real fun for you. Good luck with that. But she's saying, I'm a corporate president. I'm Disney corporate president. And as a mother, I've got a pansexual child and a transgender child. So this is really important to me to indoctrinate these kids. And listen to what she says.
And also as a leader. And that was the thing that really got me, because I have heard so much from so many of my colleagues over the course of the last couple of weeks, in open forums and through emails and phone conversations. And I feel a responsibility to speak, not just for myself, but for them, to all of us. We had an open forum last week at 20th where, again, the home of really incredible, groundbreaking LGBTQIA stories over the years, where one of our execs stood up and said, you know, we only have a handful of queer leads.
Think about this. Disney is not making movies that are entertaining your children. What she's saying is Disney's making movies to indoctrinate your children. Well, but Ben, I got to go to Disney World with my kid. It's just part of life, right? I'm going to look the other way and give them thousands of dollars, because Disney is a $1,000 proposition now, right? It's not $50, not $100. It's a $1,000 proposition. That's what it is. Thousands. And this woman is saying, we are not picking leads anymore by just what the best story is. You walk in with a princess story and we're probably going to change it to two dudes or two chicks or pansexual or gay or lesbian. We're going to make movies where the dads are the stay-at-home dads and the moms are the working women. We're going to change it all up and indoctrinate your kid to think that your family and the way your family is living is weird. This president is telling you that they are trying to indoctrinate your children to believe everything opposite of what traditional values are.
In our content. And I went, what? That can't be true. And I realized, oh, it actually is true. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters.
By the way, just think about this. How many of you didn't even know that, right? This president is shocked that there weren't leads, right? She can't believe that there weren't many, many, many lead characters that were gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, queer, the IA, right? Whatever all this means. And she's shocked when they stood up and said in a meeting recently that we don't have enough leads. And she's like, well, hold on. We have many, 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 many characters in our stories that are LGBTQIA. How can it be that there's not enough leads? Well, we got to fix that problem because we are indoctrinating children
in our stories. And yet we don't have enough leads and narratives in which gay characters just get to be characters. And not,
that's a very important point, by the way, this Disney corporate president saying they don't just want the character to be gay. They want it to be normal, which means you have to shove this out into the public as often as you can, as fast as you can, because the only way to normalize it is to make it where kids see 8, 9, 10, 12, 15, 18, 20 different stories where the leads are transgender or queer, bisexual or gay, and at some point it becomes as normal as a dude and a chick. It becomes as normal as the normal love stories that we've had of the prince and the princess of Disney. Now we need two princes or two queens. That's what we need. That's what we're asking for here. That's what she's saying. I'm not saying it. She just said it in her own words. She's saying that this is what we need. We have to have this. And without this, we are not going to, you know, we're not going to be able to change the hearts and minds of children. Are you paying attention? Now, again, most of you right now don't like what I'm saying, because this means that you would actually have to stand up for what you believe in. And you'd actually have to say, okay, I'm going to cancel Disney Plus. I'm going to not take my kid to Disney World. I'm going to not buy them Disney toys. I'm not going to take them to the Disney movies, right? And that's hard. Well, when you fast forward 15 years from now and your five-year-old now thinks that you're a bigot and a racist and you're anti-LGBTQ and they tell that you raised them in a terrible way, remember all of what I just told you, please, I beg of you. Remember where they were getting indoctrinated, and the entire time you were paying for it. You were the one that was paying for your children to go in a different direction than the way that you were raised or brought up. Now, if that's what you want, then knock yourself out. Disney is the place for you. I'll also make that very clear. Disney is the place for you. Knock yourself out. If this is what you want, you're going to get it from Disney. They're happy to deliver it to you. Hand wrap it with trackers that tell you just how many gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, non-binary roles are out there for your kid to be indoctrinated with. They want you to know that they're going to take care of this for you. Why do you think they're talking about it so openly? Listen to the end of the Disney corporate president saying she supports, we need more leads. We've got to normalize the leads. We have to make so many leads gay, lesbian, and transgender that the kids don't even notice it.
Not have to be about gay stories. And so that's been very eye-opening for me. And I can tell you, it's something that I feel perhaps had this moment not happened, I, as a leader, and me as my colleagues would not have focused on. And going forward, I certainly will be more so. I know that we will be. And I hope this is a moment where, shoot, the 50% of the tears. Sorry, I'm coming.
I want you to be clear. This woman cares so much about this, she's actually crying right now. This is how much she is going to be focused on changing the way that your child looks to the world, indoctrinating your child to believe that that a man can be a woman can be a man, and that you can't define what a woman actually is. There was a new poll out recently among those 35 and under, and it said more than 50% said you cannot define a woman as a woman or a man as a man. That there's not one man, there's no such thing as a woman as just in DNA, or there's no such thing as a man when it comes to DNA. That's what this actually said. How do you do that? You just change the hearts and the minds by indoctrinating them through cartoons. Children into believing what I just said to you. What she just said and why she's crying.
We just don't allow each other to go backwards.
We don't allow each other to go backwards. Now, this is, again, you have a choice to make. Do you keep giving your money to Disney so they can keep indoctrinating your kids to turn your kids against you and your traditional values? Do you keep going to Disney, giving them the money to do what they're doing right now, to, quote, reimagine tomorrow? This is the name of their conference they had. And then they bring in these activists. Disney activism partner Nadine Smith got a keynote role at this conference telling the LGBTQ employees that, quote, conservatives will criminalize your existence and take your kids. Now, this is not happening. They say it's happening in places like Florida and Texas. It's not. You know, they just went after the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. You may have seen that, right? The Don't Say Gay bill didn't exist. It doesn't say the word gay anywhere in the bill, but they're lying to you about it, right? That's all that matters. They're going to keep lying to you because it's that important to indoctrinate your children. And they believe that the, and this is what they're going to tell your children through these stories, is that your children should be ashamed of the Republican Party and of the GOP. Because they are trying to take away parents' children if the parents are gay or lesbian or transsexual or bisexual or whatever it is. Not a single Republican's trying to do this. They're going to tell you, though, that the GOP, not only are they trying to take away your kids, they're the biggest bigots. And they're going to try to criminalize people for being gay or lesbian. No Republican's trying to do that right now, by the way, but they're that's what they're telling your kids. Listen to this.
Coverage. But the context is also who is pushing it, what their record is, and what the history is in Florida. You know, you can go back to the 50s, to the Johns Committee, where the legislature was actively put together a task force whose whole job was to root out civil rights workers and any homosexuals in the university system. They destroyed lives. Literally, people committed suicide behind the relentless attack. And then you have Anita Bryant, and many of us are of an age to remember Anita Bryant's Save Our Children campaign, which was premised on the same ideas that undergird this bill. And because of her campaign that equated being gay with being a child predator, she was able to pass a ban on gay people being able to adopt, a marriage ban, and then she took that nationwide. And so when we react to this, a lot of us are reacting from the pain we experienced of being isolated and stigmatized in school. But we're also reacting from the reality that when they can erase you, when they can criminalize your existence, when they can demonize who you are, the next step is to criminalize you and take your kids.
Okay. Let's just back up for a second. Disney is now saying that the GOP will criminalize your existence and take away your kids. You just heard it. Criminalize you being gay or lesbian. There's not a single Republican out there that I know in any leadership role that wants to lock up people if they say they're gay or lesbian. That's absurd. It's not happening. Doesn't matter. This is what Disney is selling. Okay, this is what Disney is trying to sell to you. This is what they want you to believe. Not you, your kids. That's a better way of saying it. Your children. They want your children to believe this. They believe that your children should believe this. And so they're telling these employees, just know, and you need to understand that these Republicans want to lock you up. They want to criminalize your existence. And they want to take away your children. Parents, grandparents, you have a choice to make. Are you going to continue to make these people famous and rich so they can turn your children against you, or are you going to take up a stand? Now, there's plenty of other entertainment out there. There are other places to take your children besides Disney World. And the only reason why Disney World is important to your kids is because you've told them it's important. You've created an environment where Disney World is everything. Okay, that's what this is. That's what's happened here. You need to understand that. They don't think that Disney is important if it wasn't for you telling them it's important. And buying all the Disney stuff to tell them it's important. Showing them all the Disney things, telling them it's important. None of this would matter otherwise. None of it. We can look the other way as parents and grandparents, and we can lose an entire generation of these people, these activists. And they will turn your kids against you. When you indoctrinate kids at this age, do not be surprised if you just allow this to go on in your home and for this to be watched in your home. Okay, do not be surprised if when your kids hit the ages of 16, 18, 20, they don't talk to you anymore. Don't be surprised if they don't let you see your grandkids one day. It's already happening. I know people now who haven't even met their grandkids because they had their kids grow up in a traditional Christian family home. And their kids have been indoctrinated to believe that their parents are bigots and racists. And literally they hold their grandkids ransom from the grandparents. Because you can't be friends with people that believe in traditional marriage. That's what they're being indoctrinated to believe. That's something you're not allowed to do. I've warned you. You get to make the choice. It's your family. But when your kids turn against you one day and they don't take your phone calls and they don't show up for Christmas or Thanksgiving, this is why. And the large part of it is going to be your fault because you didn't take a stand and you didn't say no. Because it was easier to let them watch Disney movies and be indoctrinated by these people who are telling you that they're indoctrinating your kids. And that the movies are no longer entertainment, they're propaganda. All right, I hope all of you that are listening right now will get in the fight. I hope that you'll hit the share button and share this podcast. Send it in a text message to a friend, a family member. Share it on social media. Please make sure you hit the auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.